evening again, Rick, everyone on the net. Well, today managed to get out and do a motorcycle ride. One of my friends up in Essexville hasn't been out, and called him a few days ago. I said, hey, do you want to go for a ride this weekend? He said, yeah, we'll go. So yesterday I got tied up with other projects, and I said, well, how about today? So I met him up at his house about 10:30 this morning, and he's lived here all of his life and has never been up to the thumb, never been through the thumb. I'm thinking, okay. So we took a ride up 25 up to Caseville. We stopped at one of the hamburger joints and had lunch up there, and we took a cruise up through Port Austin and then came back down 53, cut back through Kindy, and ended up back through Caseville, back out to 25, because he lives right off in 25 in Essexville, so right back to his house. So for me, it was about 185 miles today for the little trip. Kind of a little prelude here, see how things is running, see how the body would work at least. A couple of months here, I'll be taking off on a trip to Arkansas. So by then, my friend, his house is up for sale. He just bought a few months ago, but he is getting married. Him and his fiance have now bought a house over in Wisconsin where she lives. And so his house is up for sale. Her house will be up for sale, and they're moving into a new one. So if he is able to go on the trip, he'll be coming from Wisconsin, and I'll be coming from Michigan, and we'll be meeting at one of my friend's house in Dunlap, Illinois, down by Peoria. So at least the first day going down and the last day coming back, I'll be on the road by myself. It's about a 450-mile ride from my house to his house in Illinois there. So actually, I kind of like it that way. I don't have to worry about anybody else. I've rode 600, 700 miles in one day by myself. So those were a few years ago. So we'll see how things work. But today, body felt good. No problems, at least. The bike ran fine. I ran fine. So that's what counts, I guess. Kind of a prelude, I guess. But other than that, like I said, the garden's in. Had water again. I'm almost watering twice a day here. They're just sucking up the water. My wife watered in the morning yesterday, and I went out to get some fertilizer down for a few of the plants, and the ground was like powder again. I had worked it into the soil, and down an inch, it was powder. So I ended up watering again last night. So taking a lot of water, keep them going. But Mother Nature's supposed to help, I guess, sometimes Wednesday, Thursday, possibly into Friday, some showers. So Mother Nature always does a much better job than what I can do. So 73, everyone, have a good week. We'll talk to you next week. KC8YVF, back to that.
Well, thank you there, Ron, and good luck with your plants, and hopefully you can keep them watered. I know it's been a challenge. Next, we'll go to KD8PAZ with KF8EDQ on standby. Go ahead, pick it up, Vinny. KC8BOA.
Well, good evening there again, Rick. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening there. Good to have him in here tonight. Anyway, not doing too much. Just like I say, working on my puzzle. And I did cover up my plants last night because they said something about frost. Well, when I got up this morning, it was only 35 degrees. Luckily, there was no frost, but I was taking precautions, so I went out and uncovered them, and they said no more frost for this week. So anyway, this is KD8PAZ, back to KC8VOA. Talk to some of you tomorrow night.
Well, 73 there, Minnie, and you have a good night, and we'll hear you tomorrow. Mike, go ahead and pick it up. KF8EDQ with N8KPR on standby.